Reported cases of hepatitis A are on the rise throughout southern Indiana, including Lawrence County. Marno County Health Commissioner Penny Caudill says the increase in the reported cases of the fecal-oral disease mimics a wider outbreak across the country.
The nation has seen an increase in hepatitis A since last fall. So, and around Indiana, November of last year is really when all of this started unfolding. And while Monroe County has not yet been had a direct link to the outbreak, we certainly are on that cusp and trying to prepare for that as best we can. I think most counties can, if they haven't already, can expect to see an increase in hepatitis cases, hepatitis A cases, whether they're directly related to the outbreak or not.
Hepatitis A is caused by ingesting fecal particles and can be transmitted between people or through contaminated food. Caudill says the Monroe County Health Department is working with the Shalom Community Center and the Indiana Recovery Alliance to distribute vaccines and treatment for hepatitis A.
The people considered most at risk right now for this outbreak are people who are homeless, people who are using illicit drugs, whether they're injecting or not, people who have sex, men who have sex with men, people who have traveled in the last 50 days to states with ongoing outbreaks. So that might be Kentucky or Michigan, could be southern Indiana, right? People with direct contact to someone with hepatitis A. So right now, those are considered the highest risk groups.
Caudill says children born after 2014 may automatically be vaccinated against hepatitis A. The Monroe County Health Department encourages people at risk to receive a vaccine. Caudill says the county has already vaccinated some 300 inmates at the Monroe County Jail.